Joining us back in studio, it's your Tech Talk Tuesday with Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za with the latest in tech. And this is quite exciting, Tienus. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Some more drone news. Drone seems to be in the news a lot as they evolve and different capabilities. We spoke about the health drone that saved a man's life not too long ago. And now they're taking it a notch up even more with deliveries.
That's right. It seems like the natural evolution, right? With so many people shopping online and not going out, but it just fills the roads with more cars that are delivering, cars and trucks and bikes and whatever. And drones seems like a logical solution, especially for your smaller packages. So Google's parent company Alphabet has been testing this technology in Australia for a couple of months. Obviously very small scale. Australia has wide open spaces if something does go wrong. But it's gone really well. And now they're going to start testing in the United States. And they're going to start testing this drone delivery system with Walgreens, which is a massive chain pharmacy. And they're going to start testing it in Dallas, Texas.
Sure. So just to put in perspective, those who don't know, Walgreens is pretty much on par with what a discount would be here in South Africa, or a Clicks or something like that. So all kinds of medicines, bathroom things, whatever the case may be. So you can order via the system or whatever the company, mm-hmm. and it'll be delivered via drone.
That's right. The drone, it's an interesting one. It's not like these normal four chopper drones that you see that are used for videography and photography. It's a little bit different. It's quite a long, narrow drone with eight blades on it, so it makes it extremely stable even in very high winds, and that's the reason why they've changed the design a little bit. And then in the middle you've got a little storage compartment, and they're going to start testing it with Walgreens. So for people that have repeat prescriptions or that just need to get something when they've got the sniffles quickly, you know, smaller items, medicines, health items, all those kind of things, they're going to start testing with Walgreens in Texas, and it's going to be very interesting to see how it deals with all of the, you know, the obstacles and it's quite a busy area, right? It's a massive city, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can actually roll that out to the rest of the country.
My goodness. So will it follow like a route? So it won't just do one delivery, I'm sure. Will it only do one delivery at a time?
That I'm not sure of yet. It looks like one, because that one compartment obviously drops down, the person takes it out and it closes it, and it takes that compartment back up. So it's probably only one, but we'll see. Again, that technology might evolve.
My goodness. Very, very interesting. So yeah, look, it's going to be a while before we see anything here in South Africa
definitely.
Of that scale, but it is nice to know that they are working on these things, and drones are becoming more and more and more part of our daily lives. And like you rightly said, congestion on the roads, cost of fuel, I'm sure it's much cheaper to deliver, you know, something instead of you going out and driving to a pharmacy, or, you know, bikes doing all the delivery, cars, whatever the cost may be. Dennis, thank you very much. That's all we have time for today. It's your Tech Talk Tuesday with Dennis. Hier op Smalley en Dagpunt 4 FM.